特色就是非常
We're picking from the audio case, the audio factorization. We will realize that computing this factorization and triangularizing the matrix of coefficients by using the Gauss elimination method, these are the same thing. The features of these two methods, these are the following. L is lower triangular, it's form. Moreover, its principal entries, L sub I, are equal to 1. No assumptions about the other entries of L. U is simple upper triangle. For this, as for the other two factorization as well, 2 points, questions must be answered. One, first, the existence. Second, two, unicity. Well, for this factorization, an assumption, a sufficient assumption, which gives both existence and unicity for 1 and 2, is the following. The submatrices called A sub K and the final as the leading principal submatrices or minus submatrices, that is the submatrices of A obtained by deleting the rows from K plus 1 up to N and the columns having the same indices. So we obtain these submatrices, in Italian minori principali di testa, leading principal submatrices, will require that all, these submatrices for K starting from 1 and ending in n minus 1 are all non-singular. Usually, I'm taking into account that the last submatrix is the complete, full matrix itself. Since in order to have a unique solution, we required that the matrix was not singular. We have also this condition. but really it is not required in order to prove existence and unicity of this factorization. I mention another more general result. Which states that if we introduce a permutation matrix pi permutation matrix pi on the left, this means I have the possibility of permuting the rows of A, then for all matrices a suitable permutation matrix phi exists such that the permuted matrix phi by A admits the LU factorization. You realize that this more general result is connected with Gauss, with exchanges of rows. Well, let us prove the existence and at the same time the unicity of the LU factorization. It is very simple. It is an inductive process. So by induction, proof of the existence by induction on the order of the matrix. The starting case n equal to 1, so the matrix is a 1 by 1 matrix. We have only one entry. We may see it as 1 by itself. So 1 is the L matrix and same entry A sub 1 1 is the U matrix. So there is no problem. You can observe that this is the only possible choice. So we have clearly the unicity of L and U in this case. If N is larger than 1, we partition the matrix A here instead of n, k is used, so we use k2. We partition so the matrix A, considering its leading principle submatrix of size k minus 1. Here we have a row vector, call it c to the h, a column vector d, and an entry in the indices, and then call it alpha. We want to factorize, we want to see that there exist two matrices unique, L and U, satisfying the requirement of their definitions. We partition them according to the partitioning of A, called the various blocks, sub k minus 1 and so on, we have here 0. Here a row vector. Here a column vector. Here is 1, and here you have some entry width. By this equation, using the usual row by column rule for the product, we derive four equations, which are called the leading submatrix. A sub k minus 1 must be equal to the product of then first row, second column. So the vector D must be equal to L by D, second row, first column, so C emission must be equal to U emission small u by the matrix. Finally, alpha must equate U by U emission by V plus beta. Let's consider these four equations. They are linear equations. The unknowns are the various blocks appearing in the partitioning of L and U. So V, U, and V. The first can be solved in a unique way by the induction assumption. This matrix has order less than k, so we know that L sub k minus 1 and U sub k minus 1 exist. Their product gives exactly the matrix, the sum matrix A sub k minus 1. Then we find V as the solution of this linear system. We can express the solution as the inverse of L. All matrices L are invertible, but all matrices U are invertible, so we can solve the third linear system for U. You can write U to the H equal to C to the H by inverse of U sub k minus 1. And finally, you compute beta as alpha minus the scalar product of U and V. All these determinations are unique. So we have also unicity. The condition that we have used is only sufficient. It is not necessary. Simple examples can be given of matrices A which do not satisfy the assumption regarding the leading principles of matrices and still have LU factorizations, which are in this case not unique. A simple example
of a matrix A not obey the assumption of the proof, so example of A not satisfying the sufficient assumption.
If we put a zero in, as entry 1, 1, clearly the first
matrix is 2 by 2.
The first leading principle meaning of the semantics is seen, so the assumption is not satisfied. If we complete the matrix in this way, you can see it as the product of a matrix L with these entries and the matrix U with the first column with all zeros. But the same matrix can also be factorized in another way. Ways are infinite, really. Since the matrix A is a U matrix itself, this is a case. This is a case of matrix having infinite LU factorization. There are also matrices not satisfying the sufficient assumptions and having no LU factorization. The second of the three factorizations which will be considered today, the Cholesky or L by L3H factorization, Cholesky method. The definition of L is slightly different from the L of the previous factorization. In this case, L is again lower. Along the main, the principal diagonal, must be positive, actually real positive. The second factor is the conjugate transpose of the matrix L itself. An immediate consequence of this definition, if we require that the matrix L is triangular with positive, strictly positive I mean, and this means that the determinant of L is no zero, it's positive, and also the determinant of its conjugate transpose. So, the determinant of A is necessarily different from zero, but this is not a strange fact. We have said just from the beginning that the matrix A is a non-singular matrix. Moreover, there is another fact worth, I could say, of substantial importance for this factorization. A matrix of this form with this condition over L is Hermitian. Positive, definite. Why? If you consider the conjugate transpose A to H, you'll find immediately L, L to H to H again by L to H. So A is a Hermitian. If you multiply the matrix A by X to the H on the left and by X on the right, where X is a non-zero vector, due to the fact that A can be factorized in this form, you see that this number can be seen as the scalar product of this vector y by itself. The scalar product of any vector by itself is non-negative. In this case, it is strictly positive, since the vector y is different from the zero vector, since L is invertible, is non-singular. The conclusion is simply this. The Cholesky factorization is given only for Hermitian positive definite matrices. Only for Hermitian positive definite matrices. But we want to see that given, so if A is factorizable, then A is Hermitian positive definite matrices. If A is Hermitian positive definite, we want to see, we have to see that the factorization exists. We prove this. This unit again. Differently from the previous case, the condition of being Hermitian positive definite is necessary and sufficient for the existence and the unicity of the Cholesky factorization. The proof links deeply the factorization LU of A. In this sense, A satisfies the sufficient conditions for the LU factorization. Why? A is positive definite. which were these sufficient conditions for the existence of VLU factorization? That these sum matrices were non-singular. But for a Hermitian positive definite matrix, A sub K is Hermitian positive definite 2. So, its determinant for every K is not totally different from zero, we could say that it is positive. This means that I can factorize A as L by U with a matrix L which will not be the L matrix that I am searching for the Cholesky factorization. So let us call the L factor of the LU factorization of A in another way. We write the LU factorization of A as M by U. So factorize LU, the matrix, the first is the L type matrix, the second is a U type matrix. We can consider, I call it D, the diagonal of U. U is upper. We consider the diagonal matrix made up by the principal entries of U. And we write here D by D minus 1, the inverse of D, and finally U. Why we do this? First of all, D is invertible because U is non singular since A is non singular. So D is invertible. Which is the main property, the useful, I have to say, property of this matrix? A diagonal matrix by an upper triangular matrix is again an upper triangular matrix. If we multiply this matrix by the inverse of its diagonal, the effect is to obtain all ones along the diagonal of the product. So if we call this matrix R, from the LU factorization of A, we obtain an special factorization where the first matrix is of L types, so it has all ones here. Here we have a diagonal matrix. The matrix R, as we have said, is upper triangular, again with ones along the main diagonal. Now, let us exploit all the properties of A. The first property of A is being Hermitian. Hermitian means A
equal to x transpose conjugate, but A has been written as MDR. The transpose, the conjugate transpose of this matrix is R to the H, B to the H, and TH. Now let us compare these two matrices. We recognize that we are in front of two formally different LU factorization of the same matrix. I mean, M is L type, but also R to the H is of L type. The left part of the first factorization is of U type, but also the left part of the second factorization is of U type. But under the assumption that we had, the LU is unique. Is it clear? We see here two different ways of writing the same unique factorization of A. So M must be equal to the Hermitian of R. This simplifies all, because at this point we can write again the matrix A in terms of D and M. Right? So A has M D by the Hermitian of we are getting closer to the result. We see here a kind of symmetry of the factorization which was not present in the starting LU factorization. Now we observe, remark, that D is till now it is only diagonal. Now we see that D is also Hermitian and positive definite. It is very simple. It is sufficient to derive from derive from the equation D as the inverse of M and invertible A, and the inverse of the Hermitian of M, united as M to the minus H. A is Hermitian, so B is Hermitian. Diagonal and Hermitian means real. So B is a real matrix. Not only, if you investigate over the quadratic form defined by D, when we want to see if the matrix is or not positive definite, the direct use of the definition leads us to consider the quadratic form and inspect the sum of the quadratic form. Yeah, you see x by substituting then call, as usual, in some way, this vector, say y to the h, and we find an instance of the quadratic form related to a.
which must be strictly positive. So, conclusion. D is diagonal, real, and due to the fact that it is also positive definite, its real entries are strictly positive. So, the numbers D sub II are real and positive. So we may define a matrix, call it F, such that its square is equal to D, is sufficient, is sufficient to define F as diagonal, with the real positive entries, which are the square roots of the same entries of the matrix D. The conclusion, so, is that we see that A can be written as M D, that is also F squared, the Hermitian of M. Multiply the two factors F, one with M on the right, and the second by M to the H on the left. We say now that the matrix L of the factorization, the Cholesky factorization, is exactly the product of M by F. Is it true? Is it all right? Yes, because M is lower M is lower triangular. It was of L type, so we had all ones on the diagonal. Multiply it on the left by F, F is formed is diagonal with all positive entries, so we find a lower matrix with the L sub II real and strictly positive. So the proof is concluded also in consideration of the fact that we inherit the unicity, uniqueness from the uniqueness of the LU factorization. So this is the unique matrix L, which factorizes in the Cholesky fashion the matrix A. Let us say only a few words about the method related to this factorization. The structure of the method is the same as in the general case. We have to solve two systems, one with L as matrix, as coefficient matrix, and the other with L to the H. So this is nothing of particular. Something can be said about the computation of L. L could be computed by using the LU factorization of A. We can use the same idea of the proof, starting from the the availability of the ALU factorization. But we can compute directly the matrix cell with the scheme, a computation scheme of this type. We help us with a scheme. Here we represent the factorization here at zero, the matrix A. Let us consider a generic entry of A in row I and column J, and write it according to the factorization. So A entry, the generic entry, with the condition that we are in the lower part of A, so I is larger or equal to J, we find A, J, the product of this row vector by this column vector, excluding the zero terms. So we have sum of we are on the row of index I, K is the column index. Here we are on the column, on the jth column of L, H, which is the conjugate transpose of F. So the right factors in this product is L, J, the index of the column, and K. K goes from 1 up to, since we are in the lower part, we go from 1 to J. If we write apart the last term of this sum, last term is for K equal to J, we have here L sub IJ by the conjugate of LJJ. The principal entries are real, so in this case the conjugate is not necessary, but I leave it there. The left terms are those for K from 1 to J minus 1, the same formula. The conjugate. Well, this formula, which holds for all this index, can be used to compute in the right order all the entries of L, writing LEJ as inverse of this number, which multiplies the correspondent entry of A minus the left terms in the sum. This for I strictly larger than J in the case of the diagonal terms, the diagonal entries L, JJ or RII, put I equal to J, we have from the same formula L I squared with the modulus, but it is real positive, so we drop the modulus, but here is a square, so we have square root of A sub ij minus, in this case we have j equals I, minus the same sum with j equal to I. So we have here the sum of moduli, L, I, K, for K from 1 to I minus 1. I have showed you these formulas because they are usually used in order to compute the Cholesky factorization. It is important that we follow some order, some suitable order, in the computation of the various entries. A possible scheme of computation in according to the formulas is to start from L1, 1 sub 1, 1, which is given by, simply here we find the square root of A11, then you can compute all the L1, the Li1, which are given by formula here, this is bracket, S1 over L11, also without the conjugate symbol, A sub I1 minus, this sum is empty in this case. So you at this point have computed the complete first column of L. Then you consider the second diagonal entry, which is given again by this formula. Now, besides a substitute, you have a sum formed by only one term, which is L21 modulus square, and so on. Natural, I could say, remark, why, if some of these radicands were negative, or zero, also zero, under the assumption that the starting matrix was positive definite, this is not possible. This means also that it is not strictly necessary to check a priori if the matrix is positive definite. I can, if I don't know if the matrix is positive definite, apply the procedure when I find a square root with zero or negative radicand, it means that the starting matrix was not positive definite. It is clear that it is always better to be sure in advance that the matrix belongs to the class for which the factorization is and means. The last remark that we stop, last remark, the complexity. Gauss, you know, we don't don't prove it again,
costs in terms of multiplicative operations. A cubic has a cubic complexity, and the leading coefficient is 1 over 3. This method has an Hilbert complexity for multiplicative operations, included square roots. We have as coefficient of n cubed 1 over 6. These methods cost 1/2 of the Gauss elimination, or it is the same with LP factorization. This is reasonable since the matrix A is Hermitian, so the number of data is added. Okay, we will go on with the third factorization and other aspects next time on Monday. Okay, thank you. On Thursday, Tuesday.
Sì, sì.
Possiamo... No, l'ascolto.